Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again this week. And I think, depending on where you are, we've got some really wonderful seasonal weather, fall weather coming in. And looking forward to today's show. It's been, boy, time's going by fast. I'll tell you, we've really flown by, and can't be another week's gone by. And we're getting into a lot of changes in our industry. For those of you that are agents and brokers listening in, we just had the TRID changes take effect, and many more lending changes and home buying, home selling changes, just a lot of rules out there. But they're really out there to protect everybody. So it's a good thing. For those of you out of the U.S., of course, you've got just a lot of changes going on everywhere now that we're so global. Today, we're going to stick to one show today instead of splitting our show up. Today, we're going to be discussing reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older, listen in. Of course, agents and brokers, you need to listen in, and everybody has loved ones who are 62 and older. So listen in. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. And our guest today, I'm so thrilled. He's totally an expert in reverse mortgages. He's been in the lending business for years, and he is a pro at this, and he knows all the changes, and he's really passionate about it. These reverse mortgages change dramatically, so I want you to listen in and see how it can benefit you and your loved ones. And Stephen Sless is our guest today. He is going to go in depth to the benefits of a reverse mortgage, so we're going to spend the whole hour today covering this. And they simply are not what they used to be. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Stephen Sless, who's with Bayshore. Hey, Stephen. Hello? Okay, I'll be right back. There we go, a little bit of technical difficulty. Can you hear me, Steve?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully now. Welcome, welcome.
All right.
So glad to have you back again, too. And Steve is with Bayshore Mortgage, and he's with the Bayshore Reverse Mortgage Division of Bayshore Mortgage Funding. So here we go. Technology is wonderful. I'm glad you're over in Maryland right now, huh?
We are. It's great to be with you from here.
Yeah, and I'm in Nevada. Technology is great, but in the beginning sometimes we have a little glitch there, so... I'm really looking forward to today. You know, you were with us a few months back. Gosh, it's already been 3-4 months. It's been a while. And,
time flies, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And when you were on with us last time, there had already been a lot of changes, and now, from what I understand, there's even more changes. So this is really, really a great time to get updated on reverse mortgages. And one thing in our business, you've been in for years. And I've been in the real estate business for years, and it seems that things are changing more rapidly now as far as the rules, regulations, just constantly more than they used to. You know, we used to see changes once a year. Now it's just constant, you know. So I'm going to throw it over to you, though, about to discuss what is a reverse mortgage?
Sure. So I think the first thing, let's get into what is a reverse mortgage, because that's what everybody's going to want to know. So it's very simple. A reverse mortgage is, it's called a home equity conversion mortgage, or HECM. So reverse mortgage is the nickname, but the government name for a reverse mortgage, because this is a government-insured program, is home equity conversion mortgage. And the simple definition is you are, for a homeowner who's 62 years of age or older, you're able to convert a portion of the equity in your home into tax-free income. However, unlike a traditional home equity loan or cash-out refinance, a HECM borrower does not have to repay the loan until the home is no longer in use as the principal residence, or if they fail to meet the obligations of the reverse mortgage. What are the obligations? They're very simple. You need to maintain the home. You need to make sure that you're keep up to date with your taxes and your homeowner's insurance. You can use the HECM to also purchase a home, a primary residence, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the show. But the HECM is a very safe plan. It can give older Americans a greater financial security and peace of mind. You know, when we spoke a few months back, we spoke very in-depth about peace of mind. You know, seniors can use reverse mortgage funds to supplement their Social Security. They can meet unexpected medical expenses. They can make home improvements. And what it does is it allows them to have peace of mind and to truly live retirement on their own terms.
That's, you know, just in the old days, and I'm just going to, because a lot of people, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I don't want, I've mentioned reverse mortgages. Oh, no, I'm afraid of that. I don't want to do that. And just to recap this a little, because we talked about that before on the other show, what were the differences? Because it's changed drastically now. And why were so many people afraid of reverse mortgages years ago?
I would say, Natalie, the biggest difference today versus just a few years back is that reverse mortgages were generally taken with no feasible retirement plan in place. In years past, too many reverse mortgage borrowers were also talked into taking unnecessary proceeds, which ultimately, you know, it benefited the loan officer that was originating their loan more than the actual homeowner themselves. So, you know, my best advice and what we tell all of our clients and their trusted advisors and their friends and their family who help to make, you know, the decision whether a reverse mortgage is going to be the proper financial tool for them. You know, if you haven't looked into the reverse mortgage recently, you certainly owe it to yourself to become educated regarding how today's reverse mortgage is very, very different from in years past. You know, when reverse mortgages entered the marketplace, the perception was that they were meant only for those who really had no other option. They were meant as a loan of last resort. You know, and prior to 2011, you know, the fees were much, much higher on reverse mortgages. They were expensive. You know, in retrospect, going back and looking back to 2008, 2009, 2010. Reverse mortgages were expensive, and so HUD, who is the governing body of the reverse mortgage, took a step back and they said, well, how can we preserve the reverse mortgage program going forward? How can we make sure that this truly can become a retirement planning strategy? Because when optimized correctly with a licensed reverse mortgage specialist, it can be a true retirement mortgage. We actually have started calling it a retirement mortgage and not a reverse mortgage because that's what it is. It's a mortgage that allows you to use the equity in your home to convert that equity into tax-free income. And we can get into some of the strategies as to how you can access the money. You don't have to take all the money that you qualify for up front. In fact, the most beneficial way is to put the money into a line of credit, which we can talk about a little bit further. But going back to your question, you know, I think people have been a little hesitant to looking into the reverse mortgage because it was looked at more of a loan of last resort. And you know, the common perception was that it was expensive, but it has changed. And during the next, you know, 50 minutes or so, we're going to get into a lot of those changes.
That's wonderful. So I mean, like years ago, I mean, the interest rates probably were even higher, especially, I mean, are they typically the rates in line with the rates of regular mortgages or home equity lines, or is it usually a big difference?
Well, today, currently, we're all in a low interest rate environment. So right now is actually a great time to take advantage of a traditional mortgage or a reverse mortgage.
Exactly.
Rates are very low on reverse mortgages right now. Now, reverse mortgage rates are not based on what traditional mortgage rates are based on. So,
okay.
You know, we always, you know, tell our clients that we work with, you know, if you see on the news or if you hear on the radio that interest rates are going up or they could potentially go up, it doesn't always mean that reverse mortgage rates will go up. Reverse mortgage interest rates are based on what's called the LIBOR index, which is, you know, without getting too technical in this short period of time, it's just a different index that that rates are based upon.
Okay, that's a good point though to point out, because I think that may have been one of the issues, and with the rates being so low, this definitely makes sense. I'm so impressed with what the changes that I've heard and learned about from the old days too, because it's just almost like a night and day. Well, okay, so what's the benefits and eligibility that you need to do a reverse mortgage?
Sure. Well, the benefits, you know, the first benefit is if you have an existing mortgage, we can pay off your existing mortgage. We can eliminate any mortgage payment that you currently have. The loan proceeds are tax-free and can be used as you choose to use them. So what we do with our clients is the first thing that I always like to do is I like to just take a step back and discuss their goals. Every client is different. Every client has specific goals. We try to customize a plan around everybody's individual goals. So if somebody tells me, you know, Steve, I don't really have any short-term financial hardships. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. We're getting by okay. Well, okay, great. What's your plan for the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Oftentimes what we find is people, you know, who feel like their financial situation is okay in the short term, they're not looking out into the next 5 to 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years. So what we do is we try to customize a plan to show them how the reverse mortgage can be used to plan for the rest of their retirement. As far as eligibility, the homeowner must be 62 years of age or older. You must own your home as your primary residence. You must have sufficient equity in the home, which depends on the age of the youngest borrower. You must occupy the home as your primary residence. It's got to be between a 1-4 unit home. And if it's a condominium, it must be FHA approved.
That's okay. So it has to be FHA approved. Okay. That's
correct.
So 62 years old. And then on is a minimum. What if the couple is married and one's 62 and another one's 50, can they still do it? Just as long as
you can still do a reverse mortgage. In years past, and this was actually one of the great changes that was recently made. In years past, what was happening was if that situation arose, what many companies were doing was they were telling the younger spouse that you have to come off the title of the home. We cannot do the reverse mortgage unless you come off the title of the home. That was a very dangerous. Because if the older homeowner passed away, the younger homeowner could potentially lose the home, and many younger homeowners actually did lose the home by that happening. Now, we have what's called a non-borrowing spouse, or NBS. So the reverse mortgage can be provided to the homeowner who is 62 years of age or older. Their name will be the only one on the reverse mortgage. The proceeds given will be based upon the age of the youngest person living in the home. So if the reverse mortgage borrower was 70 and the wife was, 59, first of all, great for them. the proceeds will be based upon the 59-year-old's age, but you can get a reverse mortgage. What I would advise is to get into more of the specifics, to contact us, contact a licensed reverse mortgage expert, and we can walk you through that.
Let's give everybody your contact information right now while we're at it.
Sure. So we are Bayshore Reverse Mortgage. We are actually a division of Bayshore Mortgage Funding. We are located right in Baltimore, Maryland. If anybody wants to contact us directly, please feel free. You can actually contact me after the show on my direct number. My direct number here is 443-901-7680. We have a toll-free number, which is 844-321-HECM, just like Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, H-E-C-M. Easy to remember, and they can also reach us through our website, and the website is bayshorereverse.com, and we have a very active Facebook page as well. If you go on Facebook and you search Bayshore Reverse Mortgage, we will pop right up. We put on our Facebook page daily articles, industry information. We have pictures from our live seminars that we do. Locally, we do many live reverse mortgage seminars, and we've actually discovered that it's a fantastic way to reach out to anybody that's interested in learning about reverse mortgages. Our seminars, again, are live. We do them mostly in the local Maryland, the tri-state area, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, a little bit of Pennsylvania, where we actually go out and we hold a seminar. Homeowners who are interested in the reverse mortgage, their family members, their friends, their financial advisors, they come and they learn about the reverse mortgage. We put on an hour-long class. We share a meal with them, and it's really been a fantastic experience for us to get to interact with, people that would not necessarily want to go online to look for information or not necessarily want to call up a company, but actually wants to come and meet us in person and really learn about how they can incorporate a reverse mortgage into their existing retirement portfolio.
Well, that sounds great. Fantastic. You mentioned that they don't have to use all the money. So let's just take an example. Say somebody, say they have a $50,000 mortgage on their house still. They haven't paid it off completely, and they want to come in and maybe just say they're 70 and 68 and say, okay, we haven't planned as well as we wanted to plan, maybe lost a lot of money in their 401k with the stock market change and the downfall in 2008-09. Give us an example. If the house is worth $300,000, they owe $50,000. What would you kind of suggest? Of course, you're going to want to talk to them about their plans and everything. But so we've got 70-year-old and a 68. What would you suggest at this point if they came to you for a reverse mortgage?
Well, again,
I'm sorry, and I said, and then I'd give an example. So I'm going to throw it over to you. Yeah.
Well, the first thing that we would do is we would sit down and we would customize a plan. We would discuss with them what their goals are for both short and long term. I actually did, in preparation for our conversation today, Natalie, I worked up a few scenarios that we'll go over.
Awesome.
What we're going to do is we're going to show how the line of credit really works. That is kind of the, what we're talking about retirement planning and being able to work a reverse mortgage into your existing retirement plan. What many people don't realize as well is how a reverse mortgage can help hedge against market corrections. You know, I'm sure everybody's seen on TV or experienced it for themselves. The stock market can be very volatile. There's been really large swings in the past few months and weeks. And by what many financial advisors nowadays are recommending is to establish a reverse mortgage line of credit, even if you don't necessarily have a need for money right away. With a reverse mortgage line of credit, you're not required to access any money if you don't necessarily need it. So what you're doing is you're establishing it. You can draw on it at any point of time.
Okay.
But the great feature about the reverse mortgage line of credit that is very different from a standard traditional home equity line of credit is it is a growing line of credit. And when I say growing, it truly does grow the longer you have it. And what that does is it's meant to provide you with more borrowing power as you grow older and as you're living in the house and aging in place in your home. So to give you an idea on what that scenario will look like, let's take somebody that I took somebody that's just 62 years old, okay?
Okay.
62 years old with no mortgage on the home, so free and clear. All right. At 62 years old, this person is going to qualify. And we're basing everything on a – I just based everything on a $250,000 home.
Okay, perfect.
So a $250,000 home, free and clear, 62 years of age, this person is going to be able to establish a line of credit for about $130,000.
Okay, so it's only because it's worth 250, they're only going to be able to get a line of credit of less than half, or a little more than half, I mean 130, so a little more than half.
The money that you can qualify for is based on the age of the youngest borrower. So this person is 62. They're just turned 62, so they do qualify. However, they are not going to qualify for as much money as somebody who is 72 or 82 or 92.
And why is that?
Well, it's based on life expectancies. So you got to look at it this way. For somebody who's 62 years old, hopefully, and chances are that they're going to be in the house for an extended period of time. This is
that
their primary
sense.
House. This is where they're going to live.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this person qualifies for about $130,000 in a line of credit. Okay, if they do not need to take a dollar of that, they can let that line of credit sit there and let that line of credit grow. Okay, in year number two, that $130,000 line of credit has grown to about $136,000. In year five, that line of credit is now $158,000.
Okay, that makes
year
10, sense. So
year
10,
you're looking at 200.
Okay.
It's based on it. Correct. Year 10, you're at $205,000. What many reverse mortgage borrowers don't understand and haven't understood in the past, and this is why we try to educate them as to what the most beneficial way for them to take a reverse mortgage could be, this line of credit gives you borrowing power that no other program has the ability to do. There's no other line of credit out there that's going to be a truly growing line of credit that's going to provide you with this amount of money that grows over time. Now, what's the benefits of why establish a reverse mortgage line of credit? Well, some would say, some financial advisors would say, you know, it's better to draw if you need money from a reverse mortgage line of credit as opposed to tapping into your other retirement portfolio.
Right.
You know, you might not want to tap into your stocks or bonds or mutual funds, 401ks. You know, what we always advise is if you have a financial planner, you would want to speak to your financial planner to discuss with them how this reverse mortgage can be incorporated into your existing retirement plan.
But now with that example, for example, say that it's a $250,000, they qualify for $130,000 because they're 62. Does it ever say they're going to say 250, 20%, 80% home equity, whatever, Lina, would they ever qualify for like 80% of what the equity is, or just that's always going to be way less?
It depends on their age. The maximum that they're going to be able to qualify for, it goes up to about 75%.
Okay,
you have to be a little bit more advanced in age to be able to qualify for that. But I did also work up a scenario here for somebody who's 80 years old. Same exact scenario. This homeowner is 80 years old. $250,000 home. Let's just say that they're free and clear. They're going to qualify for about $165,000.
Okay.
The growth on their line of credit is going to be far greater because they qualify for more money. However, the benefit of doing a reverse mortgage earlier, you know, the younger you are, is you're going to be able to maximize the growth on that line of credit. So
that makes so much sense.
I had a client yesterday, just to give you an example. I had a client yesterday. She's 62 years old. She's single. She lives by herself. And her financial advisor have sat down, and they have come to the determination that she has about 5 years left in her current retirement portfolio. So she was looking for a way 5 years down the road to fund the rest of her retirement. She's in good health. It's just unfortunate that through no fault of her own, she just hasn't been able to put enough money away to last her throughout the rest of her retirement. So she wanted to know, well, in 5 years, I might want to look into a reverse mortgage. So I just want to learn about them now and learn how they work. And I explained to her, you know, I understand you want to look 5 years down the road. That's great. Here's how a reverse mortgage works. And we went through the education process. But then we showed her what growth she'd be missing out on if she waited 5 years. And in many cases, when we show a potential reverse mortgage borrower the growth on the line of credit, you know, a lot of people just
right.
don't realize that it works that way. We were able to show her that, you know, you don't have to stress out now. Let's come up with a plan.
Fantastic.
Let's establish a line of credit. If you don't need it for 5 years, don't touch it. Let it grow. You're going to receive a statement, you know, every month from the reverse mortgage service provider. You're going to know how much is in your line of credit. If you have to tap into it prior to 5 years, the money is there for you to take. Go ahead. But let's create a plan now so you know that 5 years down the road, when you run out of money in your retirement account, you have this line of credit to fall back on.
When it keeps increasing, do they do another appraisal, or it's just an automatic thing because they've already, you know, guessed? I mean, they've already worked out the numbers when they did the original appraisal.
There's no other appraisal needed. Once you settle on your reverse mortgage, there's no other appraisal needed. An appraisal is done at the initial time of, during the process of acquiring a reverse mortgage. But once you have a reverse mortgage, there's no need to ever have another appraisal done.
That's fantastic. And then, good. Okay, so so if they don't use the money, of course, they're going to pay interest on the money that they're taking, right? Basically, just like a regular loan?
The interest is only going to accrue on the money taken. So
okay. In
essence, you could establish a line of credit, and if you wind up never using the line of credit, you never owe it back. You would owe interest on the closing costs that are going to be incorporated into the loan that does accrue over time. Now, you have the option to pay that if you'd like. You can either pay it at the time of settlement, or you can make monthly installments on the interest so it doesn't accrue as much interest over time. But the reverse mortgage, the line of credit, is very, very customizable. So
okay.
it works for somebody who needs money right away, who isn't in as good of a financial position. But it's also really come a long way to help a more affluent homeowner. You know, right now, you know, Americans that are turning 65 every year can expect to pay an average, and I saw this stat the other day and it stuck in my head, $140,000 in future long-term care.
Wow.
$140,000, which of that might be covered by insurance, but there's going to be, you know, on average, probably about half of that is going to have to be paid out of pocket. That is another reason why the reverse mortgage has really picked up in popularity, and another great reason to consider it. Even if you never thought you would need one before, you know, by establishing this line of credit, it allows you to have flexibility over time. If years down the road you need long-term care, if you have a medical emergency, if you have a procedure that maybe your insurance or Medicare does not cover, you have a reverse mortgage to fall back on. You can pull from the line of credit. And it's really about peace of mind. It all goes back to peace of mind.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know this may sound, well, just say they do it and they take the line of credit, but they are, you know, they have plenty of money to work through. They're just planning well and they don't take any of it. Does it have to be taken within 3 months, 6 months, some of it? Do you have to at least take so many thousand out, or at any point can it just close if it's kind of considered dormant?
That's actually a great point that you brought up. So this, another reason why to consider a reverse mortgage line of credit over a traditional line of credit is because, let's rewind back to 2008, 2009, when everything was kind of haywire. And what happened back then was that homeowners with traditional lines of credit, you know, whether lines of credit through their bank or even some credit cards, the banks froze them. You know, if you had a line
of
credit back
then. That's exactly what I was thinking. They lowered them down. Yeah.
Yep. I bet you a lot of the listeners today can relate to that. Lines of credit were frozen. Credit card accounts were frozen. A reverse mortgage line of credit is FHA insured. It can never be frozen. It will never be frozen. You never have to take a single dollar if you choose not to. This money is there for you. It's a great financial tool with the growth and the different ways to structure this and customize it. But if you never need to use it, great for you.
That's
there's
huge.
Never any money owed besides the initial cost to set up the loan.
That's really huge. I remember there were a lot of, you know, where they were talking about like different programs out there where they were saying get your equity and pay your bills with your equity, right? Because your equity, interest rate on your equity is going to be so low, pay your bills and your monies. And it was a setup. And then exactly what you just said, in 2008 and 2009, there were people that went ahead and were doing that, and all of a sudden their $50,000 equity line was down to zero, you know, and they didn't have the money to pay the bills because they were looking at it. So that's really, that's fantastic to know. It's just amazing what is out there that we don't know about, right? People just take things for granted that it's not that good. Well, you touched about the examples, which are great. What happens with, for example, someone 62? Of course, they get Social Security. They get more, I guess, if they wait, right? And do you have any suggestions on when someone's planning, or is that something when they call you and meet with you, or even just talk to you over the phone? Do you help guide them with their financial planner, or in when is the best time to take this loan, or how to structure it with your Social Security, and what do you look at their whole picture? Just I'm asking you a few questions.
We do like to look at the whole picture. I mean, every borrower or potential reverse mortgage borrower that we speak to, is they're going to be different. They're all going to have different wants and needs and financial goals to plan out their retirement. You brought up a great point with Social Security. You know, many people don't realize that by delaying the payout on your Social Security, you can actually increase the amount of money that you can receive when you do start taking Social Security. And Natalie, but you know, by no means am I a Social Security expert, so I would advise them to speak to a financial expert or a retirement planner, a certified retirement planner. But we have, we have had clients that have had great success in delaying their Social Security, but it's really all about making a long-term retirement plan. So
it just makes but when you're saying that the cost, like if you get it when you're younger and then it goes up, going to go up as you get older, but they're not going to need another appraisal, then it's almost like that money's available if you need it. But then if you tie it in with just kind of throwing out a few questions in one, because it does sound like it really sounds like a no-brainer in many situations that it's really good to have.
Absolutely. There's many different ways, and what we always, again, you know, we like to find out what's gonna work best for this particular borrower. Reverse mortgages, you know, in the past, the most popular payout was just to take all the cash. And in years past, you know, many reverse mortgage borrowers, if they qualified for $50,000, they would take $50,000. But then that's not a retirement plan. What was happening was, you know, these homeowners were receiving a check for $50,000. Well, many people haven't seen a check that large in their entire life. Well, the check was being misspent. You know, they were purchasing things without considering the repercussions of going through all the money. And what was happening was the reverse mortgage funds were being depleted. And at the same time, they were having trouble affording their homeowners insurance and their property taxes, which was leading to tax default. And we all know what happens. If you don't pay your taxes, you're going to get a knock on the door, and there's a very good chance that you could potentially be foreclosed on. For these reasons, you know, there's been massive changes made to the reverse mortgage to better the program. The reverse mortgage program today is a far safer program, a less expensive program than it ever has been. It's also much, much, much more customizable today than ever before. However, us as industry professionals, as reverse mortgage experts, you know, it's up to us to get out there and to spread the word about how reverse mortgages can be incorporated into retirement plans, about how they can grow the line of credit, and how they can, you know, avoid having to take Social Security at an early age and delay it till they're 70 years old to be able to capture more money throughout their retirement. These are the sort of things that, as industry experts, we need to be on the forefront of education. We need to educate potential reverse mortgage borrowers. You know, we need to be out there educating certified financial planners and the media as well, because there's always been, you know, for the past, since, you know, ever since reverse mortgages have been out there, you know, they've been looked at as, well, you know, they're only for people who are broke.
Don't even bother looking at them. I've talked to people and they say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound good to me. But they don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. So the long term, because that really it helps with everything. So a lot of people, I do have a question here. What happens to relatives or the heirs when somebody has this reverse mortgage and then they pass away? It needs to be paid off like a regular loan. Are there any prepayment penalties or is there any recapture costs or anything to these loans?
That's another great question. And that's also where those of us in the business who specialize in this, in addition to educating the homeowner and everybody that I just discussed, we also have to do a much better job of educating the heirs of our clients because they're the ones who are going to be dealing with this when the reverse mortgage borrower passes away. So
right.
to answer your question, the reverse mortgage comes due when it technically becomes payable when the borrower dies, okay, or when they're no longer occupying the home as their primary residence.
Okay. So you couldn't do it on a second home, right? Just throwing that out there?
Correct. It has to be on the primary residence.
Okay.
What usually happens when the homeowner passes away or when they decide to leave the home. Now, if you're going to sell your house, you sell the house. You pay off the reverse mortgage just as if it was a traditional mortgage. If there's equity left after the sale of the home and after you pay off the reverse mortgage, the homeowner keeps all the equity. So if you're going to move, let's say you're moving down south, you live here in Baltimore, you're sick of the weather in Baltimore, it's just too darn cold in the winter, and you owe, let's say, $200,000 on your reverse mortgage, you sell the home for $300,000. Well, the reverse mortgage gets paid back, just like it was if it was a traditional mortgage. You sell the home, you keep the $100,000 in equity. Okay.
Okay.
Now, reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans.
Okay.
And by non-recourse, that means that if let's say they owe $200,000 on their reverse mortgage, but the home can only be sold for $190,000. The homeowner or the heirs would not be responsible to pay that difference. There is there's an insurance on every single reverse mortgage. Okay. Now, there is a premium for the insurance. There is a cost for the insurance. It depends on your equity position in the home. And then in addition to the upfront cost, there is also 1.25% annually that is added to the balance that becomes paid off when the reverse mortgage comes due in the end.
Is this the MIP, the mortgage insurance premium for agents and brokers out there, or is this a different insurance?
This is an MIP. It's different than the MIP on traditional mortgages. However, it is a mortgage insurance premium, correct.
And then it gives you non-recourse there, which is fantastic. That's fantastic.
And let's go back to I don't think I thoroughly answered your question about what happens to your reverse mortgage. Let's say if you're the children of a reverse mortgage borrower, what happens then? So normally what happens is the first thing that happens is a letter goes out from the loan servicer. So in most cases, no matter what mortgage company you work with, your loan is going to be serviced through a third-party loan servicer. Okay, that's who's going to send your statements out every month, and that's who is going to be the servicing of your loan is handled through a loan servicer. So you'll get a letter. Okay, it's going to be a letter that tells you, okay, this is what you need to do. You now owe the reverse mortgage has come due. Your mother or your father has passed away. It's very, very important to make sure that the heirs of reverse mortgage borrowers stay in contact with the loan servicer. Okay, that is important. Contact with the loan servicer is going to be very, very important to making sure that this process goes smoothly. The heirs aren't required to sell the home or pay off the reverse mortgage. Okay, now if the heirs want to keep the home, they can certainly keep it, but they're going to have to pay off the reverse mortgage.
But how much time do they have to pay it off?
Well, it technically comes due when the last borrower leaves the home. Now, as far
away.
As time that the or passes away, the time frame is typically about 6 months. However, if the heirs keep in contact with the service provider, they can request certain extensions to bring that out a little bit further.
Accelerated where they say 60 days, 30 days, you have to sell it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Constant contact with the service provider is going to be very, very important. Now, let's say the heirs, they don't want the home. They have their own home. They want to sell the house. If they sell the home, okay, and the heirs will manage the sale, you get to keep the money if the home sells and there's additional money left. Your entire estate can be passed on to your heirs. Okay, so the reverse mortgage does not affect any other items in your estate that you have. Let's say the children take over the home. Okay, and the reverse mortgage borrower passes away. It's left to the children. Well, the children go to sell the home, and let's say they sell the home again for $200,000, but there's $250,000 owed on the reverse mortgage. The heirs do not have, they are not required to pay that money for the additional money that's left over. That is where the MIP kicks in. That's where the reverse mortgage insurance kicks in, and the heirs are not required to pay that money that is owed on the reverse mortgage.
Because I think a lot of family members want to make sure that their heirs are taken care of, or kids are taken care of, or just different things. So people like to know.
What happens?
And with the reverse mortgage, then you had mentioned earlier, also with the title, that they may years ago they'd had to pull a person off the title. Now they don't. What if you have other family members that aren't going to be included in the reverse mortgage and you put them on title afterwards? Are you allowed to do that, or are you told no one else can go on title?
With a reverse mortgage, there's not going to be anybody that can go on title with a reverse mortgage. It's not, a lot of people have asked me that in the past. You know, if they have a younger, if they want to pass their house on to their daughter or their son,
right.
You're not going to be able to put them on the title behind on a reverse mortgage and then just passing the house that way. If you have a will set up, or if you have an estate set up, the home will go to whoever it is that you choose to leave the home to. Okay, and then they will have the option to either keep the home by paying off the reverse mortgage, either by taking a mortgage out of their own, or if you have a life insurance policy that will cover the balance on the reverse mortgage, or if they just have money on their own to be able to pay off the reverse mortgage, they can keep the house by paying it off. Or if they have no interest in staying in the home, they sell the home. If there is a profit after the reverse mortgage is paid off, the entirety of that profit will go to your heirs as their inheritance to keep.
And I'm just wondering if in the documents, if there's any type of end date, where it could be 6 months or could be a year or could be whatever, if that's in the documents at all. Because if the documents just say due on sale, that could be a problem. So is there anything protecting them in contracts? I mean, not to get into every particular I know, but that they could...
As far as the timeline is going to be state specific, so I would advise anybody with those questions to contact us. We can walk them through that.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to ask
in-depth.
Every question I can think of over.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think because it's kind of like and then we get these other. Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. It just sounds like it's really a good it's good to do because it's got to be your primary residence, and because a lot of people, they may want to go. Do you find where it could make sense if they have a lot of equity and they say, hey, we want to invest in another property, we want to buy this because we see this is a good deal and it's going to give us a good rate of return, or we may even want to invest in somebody's startup business or stocks. They have monies in other, they're not using, this isn't their last resort on everything. Do you find that that's possible to do with this? I mean... You can do whatever you want, right?
Once they can do whatever they. There's no restrictions on what they do with the money. Now, we never advise to make any high risk investments. It is their money to take and do whatever they please with the money. It's their money. They worked hard over the years to put themselves in an equity position to be able to benefit from a reverse mortgage. So if they, if their goal or their dream is to invest in somebody's business or to purchase that home in another state, then that is their choice, and they can certainly do that if they like. Which brings me to, so we should talk about the HECM for purchase a little bit, because what many people don't realize, and what even real estate agents don't realize these days, is you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. In 2008, Congress actually authorized the HECM for purchase program, and under which seniors can buy a home and take out a reverse mortgage all at the same time. Instead of purchasing the home and then doing a reverse mortgage, this allows you to purchase a home with a reverse mortgage, and this way you're only incurring one set of settlement costs by doing it that way. So we've been able to help many, many of our clients. Especially in Maryland, you get a lot of clients that say we're moving to Florida, we're moving to Arizona, we need a warmer climate. So we teach them how they can use the reverse mortgage to purchase a home. The qualifications are the same. You need to make sure that you have enough. So basically how this works is you need to have enough equity in the home that you're going to be purchasing. You need to qualify and have enough equity. So let's say you're buying a $200,000 home in Florida. Okay, you have a house here, you sell the house here, and you're able to make a decent profit from the sale of the house here. And let's say you're at an age where you need to be at about 50% equity in order to qualify for a reverse mortgage. Well, you can purchase the home in Florida, the $200,000 home, by bringing $100,000 to settlement. That puts you in a 50% equity position, and then you can do a reverse mortgage to purchase the home. So in essence,
so it must be 50%
buying,
and then 75 if you're getting just a line, but 50 if you're going to buy. Okay.
Well, I'm using 50% because on average we see that 50% is about the equity that you need to have. Now it is driven by age. So somebody who is older, a 75-year-old borrower, an 80-year-old borrower, they will need less equity as you grow older. So they're going to need less equity. They might not need 50% to put down on the home. They might only need, to be in a 40% equity position. But let's say, if you're moving to Florida and you're gonna pay cash for a home in Florida using the proceeds from your sale here, why not come up with half the cash and do a reverse mortgage on the rest of the house?
It makes complete sense.
You never have to have a monthly payment, and you're getting into a home that you were otherwise gonna spend double the money on to purchase the house.
It makes complete sense. I love it. This is great. And there's so many baby boomers out there, that are in this, baby boomers are getting up there fast. One quick question I have, just with my thinking on it, when, for example, say they go ahead and they've taken cash out, and say they have like $80,000 and they've got other monies and they just decide to pay that $80 down to $40. Does the loan recalculate on the $40 or does it still stay at the $80? So when you start paying down your line, does it, like, for example, if you have a second mortgage or a first mortgage and you're paying down on the principal, you're going to pay the loan off earlier, but you're still, paying that higher payment even though you're saving in the long run. So does that recalculate? Does that make sense?
Well, you're only paying interest on the balance of the loan. So if you start out with an $80,000 loan.
It's like your equity line. Okay.
Correct. You're only paying interest on the balance of the loan. I have many of our clients that tell us, Steve, we want to make payments. We want to try to minimize the amount of interest that's going to accrue over time, because when we pass, we want to leave as much equity as possible to our children or to our grandchildren.
Right.
And what we tell them is you can make any payment you want to at any time. Now, if they have a line of credit, let's say for $80,000, and they've taken out money and you now want to make payments back, just make sure that you're not going to need to access that money again, because once you send it in, it does become very difficult to then, basically you would have to refinance your reverse mortgage, which is a little bit more difficult than actually taking out a reverse mortgage.
Oh, so when you take it down from 80 to 40, then you're not going to have the extra 40 because you're only, really? Trying to think how that works. Okay. Right. So you're gonna when you pay it down,
if you're gonna pay it down, you're not gonna increase the amount of money that you can borrow. So
you're paying it down
to truly pay it down and to decrease the amount of interest that's going to accrue over time. However, you're not going to have access to the money that you're sending in any longer.
Okay. So good. So it's really, you really want to plan this well and go ahead and that's fantastic though. And the rates are so fantastically low too that it's just sounds like a win-win situation. This has been such a great, can you believe we're almost out of time? We only have about 8
minutes
left.
It's amazing. Time flies when you're having fun.
I'm telling you. Wow, you really know this.
And there's, you know, there's a lot to take in. I mean, you know, we had our conversation a few months back, and I think this has been a great follow-up. But if anybody has any questions specifically for their own individual scenario, I want to give our information one more time so they can reach out to us. So, again, we're Bayshore Reverse Mortgage. We're in Baltimore, Maryland. You can reach us at 443-901-7680. On the web at bayshorereverse.com. And I strongly encourage you to check out our very active Facebook page. We try to, you know, post daily content specific to reverse mortgages and the benefits of reverse mortgages. We have a lot of articles on there from certified financial planners and retirement advisors, you know, giving their opinion on how the reverse mortgage can be a part of your retirement plan. On Facebook, it is if you search at the top for Bayshore Reverse Mortgage, we will come right up, and we strongly encourage that if you have any questions for us, reach out to myself or any of our licensed reverse mortgage experts, and we will be happy to help you customize a plan to live retirement on your terms.
I love it. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for being on. I'm just thinking if we have any more questions here, because this is so good while we have you here. It's just sounds like it's just a win-win situation. I guess with the estate planning for people that are older too, they'd want to look into, you know, with the long-term care, if they don't have the insurance, how that works. You know, how many times your assets are taken and they have to sell all their assets in order to pay for everything. And this puts them in a different category as well if they're actually taking the equity out and doing it differently. So I'm
sure.
Just curious to see if that's something they have to do within 3 years before going into a center or not. So this is fantastic. This may help them to stay in their home
And a reverse mortgage could be a great way to fund long-term care insurance. You know, long-term care insurance can be rather costly, you know, but by whatever measure you use, you know, it seems that baby boomers are not saving enough for retirement. Even if you think that you have a retirement plan, you know, many people didn't take into consideration when they planned for their retirement, you know, 15, 20 years ago. They didn't figure that gas prices were going to be what they are now, that energy is going to cost what it costs now, you know, that Social Security, the increase on Social Security every year is very, very minimal, if any. So what we try to do is we try to just, you know, have them look at a reverse mortgage as an option. You know, it's certainly not for everybody, but it absolutely is a fantastic program to be a part of a much broader and a much larger financial plan. You need to plan for retirement. You know, most experts will tell you don't start saving in your 20s, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Well, what happened, you know, back in 2008 and 2009, I can't tell you how many clients we've talked to who had a plan. Their plan was in place, and their plan got, you know, they had a shock when they lost massive amount of money in whether it was the stock market or other funds, you know. I think on the last show we talked about a client that we had at the time who had lost almost $500,000 in the market. Well, their plan was no longer their plan anymore, and they needed to come up with plan B. So by looking at a reverse mortgage, we were able to show them, okay, here's how you can create another plan. You know, this is a new plan for you. Here's how you can incorporate a reverse mortgage into your new retirement plan to make sure that you're hedging against market corrections. You know, so if there is a market correction, you have the reverse mortgage line of credit to fall back on. So it's all about education. It really is. And, you know, over the years, there's been whether it's just the misconceptions of reverse mortgage, the misinformation, or maybe a biased media, because the media really doesn't understand how reverse mortgages work for whatever reasons. A lot of people have shied away from reverse mortgages, and the best advice that we can give them is that if you haven't looked into it recently, you truly owe it to yourself to look into it one more time, to talk to an expert, and make sure, another piece of advice that I have, and I know we're getting short on time, but this piece of advice is very important. Whoever you talk to, whether you decide to give us a call or shoot us an email or look us up on the web, whoever you decide to go to, make sure that if you're talking to a reverse mortgage expert, you need to make sure that they specifically do reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages are a very different type of mortgage program, and you need to make sure that you're working with an expert, and vet your expert. Make sure that you're doing research on the person that you're working with. Many people, if they're shopping for a car, they'll research a car for weeks and months and sometimes even years. And if you're buying something online, you always look at the reviews. Make sure that you're doing your due diligence, and whoever you're working with, and this is just in general, this isn't just for reverse mortgages. This is if, you're buying a house or whatever professional you're working with, you want to make sure that you do a good amount of research. If you're talking to a reverse mortgage expert, ask them how many reverse mortgages they've closed. Ask them if they do anything else besides reverse mortgages, because you need to make sure that the person that you're working with is going to be the best possible expert to get your reverse mortgage closed and to provide you with the education necessary to, so you can make the best decision whether a reverse mortgage is the right financial tool for you and your needs.
Knowledge is power, huh? Knowledge is power. And we used
knowledge
to have that compound
power.
Interest. The compound interest was great in your 20s. I wish we learned about it in high school or even earlier. they didn't teach us that stuff back then. So now if they're trying to play catch-up, it sounds like a reverse mortgage is definitely an excellent way to go as well. It has been a pleasure. And Steve, if you can give your contact information one more time. And I wanted
Absolutely.
To mention before that, too, that if you don't grab it, you can always go to radio@realityuniversal.com, and we will put you in touch. Also, realityuniversal.com, fill out contact us, and we will get to the information as well. So.
Sure. So one more time, my name is Steve Sless. I am with Bayshore Reverse Mortgage. We are a smaller, more of a boutique reverse mortgage company. We're located in Baltimore, Maryland. You can reach us directly at 443-901-7680. On the web at bayshorereverse.com. We make sure that there's a lot of very educational information on our website. You can also request
tons.
A quote.
Oh, tons. Yeah.
It's a very, very thorough website. It's designed to walk you through the process of the reverse mortgage. You can also go on there and request to speak with a licensed expert through the website. And then I strongly encourage, again, to check out our Facebook page. We try to load up our Facebook page with very informative and helpful content for anybody that's even considering a reverse mortgage or just wants to learn more about what a reverse mortgage is and how they work. Our Facebook page is a great resource to go to.
Pass it on to your relatives, right, and your friends and people, because people, they're not aware. Many people think they're just listening to the news from 20 years ago. When sometimes people hear things happen and then they get turned off on something, and it's totally a different reverse mortgages are night and day now. So
yes, they are. Yes, they are.
It has been a pleasure. So we'll have to get you back in about another 6 months and see how it's going so we can compare the new changes again. So
it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Natalie. I'm glad
Steve.
To be on anytime.
Thank you. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
And thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Yeah,
right,
no,
well,
we've had enough. We've had enough changes. No more changes for us for at least another 6 months.
It's constant, isn't it? It's just constant.
It's crazy.
Yep. All right, so we'll talk to you soon.